Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. So as it turns out, the Federal Reserve is not lowering interest rates anytime soon. Inflation is here to stay, despite the message the Fed has been pushing for the last few months that rate cuts were just around the corner. According to the AP, the Fed is keeping the rate at 5.3%. That's where it's been for almost a year. But what's so important for all of us to get here is how these high rates inordinately affect hardworking Americans. I mean, they make it impossible for so many of us to buy homes, to take out loans, and just generally, they put up obstacles to our wealth building efforts. But the good news is that there are patriots out there building the parallel economy, an economy dedicated to faith, family, and freedom, who are out there to help each and every one of us tap into a freedom economy as well. And I got a connection to someone who's dedicated to helping patriots break free of their dependence on elitist banks. Today, I'm joined by my good friend, Denzel Rodriguez. He's here with us today. Denzel's a sponsor of this channel, and he's an expert in non-traditional financial strategies and what's called velocity banking. And with the true and good tactics he teaches, he can help anyone become free from the bondage of the corporate banking establishment. Denzel, welcome. It's great to have you here.
It's an honor and privilege. Thank you again for having me. So excited to share with your audience some of the tools that they could be using. So yeah, excited.
Absolutely. It's our honor. I'm just so excited about what you're doing. Again, one of the things that I just love highlighting here on this channel are the patriots all over the country, increasingly all over the world, who are building a parallel economy. I love the fact that we're not just sitting around wringing our hands saying, woe is me. We're taking these opportunities to build civilization. And that's what you're doing. That's what's so exciting about what you're doing. I wanted to actually start off by asking you, while these elitist banks aim to keep hardworking patriots enslaved with their profiteering tactics, Denzel, you're out there, changing that. You created a 9-week financial freedom program that helps courageous patriots get control finally of their finances and leverage banking products that are no longer at the mercy of these big banks. So before we get to that, I'm very interested first in your thoughts on this inflation situation. So in your view, how does high inflation play into the giant banks' tactics of keeping people trapped in your typical banking system?
Yeah, so in a nutshell, to really dumb it all the way down to the everyday American hardworking person, like you mentioned earlier, at this point, many of us are living paycheck to paycheck. I got a bunch of clients that are multiple six-figure earners, even seven-figure earners, living paycheck to paycheck now. Some in California, you got New York, those high volume states where, incomes are higher, but so are all the taxes and everything else that comes with it. So everyone is feeling the squeeze now from really COVID all the way up until this point. We're really feeling the squeeze. So in a nutshell, high inflation really just gives banks access to new customers, like those who are watching that. Maybe you do make good income, $100,000-$150,000 a year, and maybe you were living below your means. Maybe you had a 10-20% gap, and it literally just got taken away through inflation. You see it in your food, your gas, and more importantly, you're seeing it in your car insurance premiums now and your homeowners insurance premiums, those that live in Florida, skyrocketing. And we're seeing it in other states as well. It's just getting wiped out. So what the banks, these major banks, what they do is they strategically set up loans in such a way that puts you at the mercy of them. You have nowhere else to typically look at. They have better marketing. They're located everywhere. So you're not seeing the full picture, right? And you're not seeing these other options that exist for consumers like yourself to be better borrowers in times of crisis, high inflation, unemployment, you name it. So that's what high inflation really does to you, everyday people. Is it limits options, right? And the big banks with the biggest wallet put out these marketing plans and strategies to basically convince you to get more debt in their favor, not necessarily yours. And there is a world where you, the American, the borrower, can be more effective, pay way less interest, in many cases zero or offset your interest cost to borrow, which is like, where are we going at this? What are you talking about? So that's my view on inflation, how my temperature right now, working with hundreds of clients and my own YouTube channel as well, is I'm letting them know of these different options that exist, but you just don't hear about it every day.
Right.
Right.
Right. It gets drowned out in the, in, like you said, in the, you know, the multi-dollar marketing. What effect is all of this inflation having just on conservatives? I'm thinking particularly conservatives in the financial community. Is this galvanizing them? Is this actually having the inadvertent effect of sending them in a particular direction?
Yeah. So let's specifically focus on the conservative folks here. So that's typically your everyday American that has a family, kids, okay, dual income, you work hard, and maybe you go to church and you've heard of a guy named Dave Ramsey, right? Dave Ramsey is like the conservative dude in the financial space. And then below him, you've got many other financial coaches, content creators like myself that do look up to him. Now, in the conservative world, borrowing is like a sin, right? It's like not the thing to do.
He's not a fan of credit cards.
Right. Sure. Not a fan of credit cards. This is like, I need to be walking on eggshells at this point. Now that I'm presenting the conservative crowd, hey, there's a way to borrow better and more effectively. Right. But now here's the thing. Right. A lot of quiet conservatives are worried now because for the last however many years they've paid off their debts. There's a lot of Americans watching that have no debt on their home. Mm-hmm. They've paid off their car loans. They paid off their student loans, but their income has not increased the way inflation has, the way taxes has, the way all these different fees. And they're wondering like, wait a minute, I did everything right. I paid off debt. I invested in my 401k. I saved the money. And now I'm like, I'm still paycheck to paycheck, even though I'm netting $10,000 a month. Like, what is going on? I can only save and scrimp and scrap to the point where you fully, at this point, you got to go back on rice and bean diet, making $10,000 a month. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, how do we actually have influence, live a life, have authority in our household and have excess cash flow? And that's where debt can actually create wealth in everyday Americans' households. This is how major banks do it, major corporations, institutions, even countries. So my whole channel is dedicated to showing how the everyday household economy, right? You've got macro, and then we're looking at micro. So specifically talking to your audience here that are, you know, enjoying your content and they're learning and they're taking action. Now on the financial side of things, okay, once we've built enough discipline, how do we actually use your good credit, your capital banks that have these different products that they don't market, that they really don't sell a lot. Even when you call, they're trying to convince you to get these other amortized loans that are more fixed and origination fees and all these different things, where it's like, no, there's actually a better way to borrow that actually helps you make more money or reduce your interest cost to borrow on other debts that you may have. And that creates acceleration to becoming debt-free. Let's say that's your goal, or debt-free and have the ability to leverage that to create cash flow. So that's kind of like, you know, where I'm at. That's what I've been teaching the last 6+ years. You know, I'm a young patriot. You know, I'm not claiming to be Dave Ramsey level, but in this world, in my world, there's only a few of us that are really promoting this. You know, one of your loyal patriots, Michael Lush, shout out to him.
Yeah.
Him and I, we're on the same team, really just showing everyday Americans how you can reclaim your authority over the banks and actually not be a liability, be an asset, create allyships, create good relationships with local smaller banks rather than these big banks that just want to profit from you, right?
Yeah. Can I piggyback on that? Because that's brilliant. That's a great segue. Because you are an advocate of the smaller more credit union like banks rather than these big conglomerate sort of things. So how do smaller, more reliable banks like community credit unions, you know, differ from the corporate giants, particularly in times of high inflation like we're in now?
Awesome question. So you've got local credit unions in every state. These are non-profit banks, meaning that they reinvest their dollars back into that community, and that ends up looking like savings for that actual member of that credit union. On top of that, these local credit unions, these smaller banks, their only client is you, right? The local entrepreneur, the local worker in that city, in that state, in that town, right? So credit unions typically have lower interest rates, better terms, more opportunity to negotiate, right? The nonprofit piece, meaning more savings to the customer, meaning lower monthly fees when it comes to having checking accounts, right? You go to Bank of America, if you fall below a certain balance on a monthly basis, $12 fee. So I've got clients paying astronomical fees just to hold your money at the bank. And it's like, wait a minute, why do you have to pay anything to just simply hold your money for a period of time until you're ready to deploy it, right? And so that's where these credit unions come into place, and they have much lower fees, sometimes zero fees, especially for business owners. And it gets even more expensive for those of you who are smaller entrepreneurs, business owners. You've got to have $5,000 daily in your bank account, right, to avoid a monthly fee. Whereas in a credit union, it might only be $1,500 or $2,000 or $2,500. So that's a major, like, we're talking dollars and cents that I'm recapturing in your economy that creates cash flow, helps you purpose that money in a different direction, get a higher rate of return.
Whereas also,
go ahead.
If I can insert there, there's also a values issue too, and in terms of the whole problem of debanking, you know, and cancel culture. It doesn't appear to me that community credit unions debank you. They're not selling your information to the deep state like, you know, Bank of America was doing, or whatever they were doing in terms of searching for, you know, possible J6 conspiratorialists and all. Yeah, it just seems
You're
like
totally
it's a much.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
On top of that, if I may add, you've got, you know, Bank of America, Wells Fargo that openly commit discrimination day in, day out to minority groups and different things like that. So when I talk to clients, I'm like, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Client, why are you displaying blind loyalty for the last 20, 25, 30 years to Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase, when you've got a local credit union that's actually helping your community, your minority
community.
Group, Black, Hispanic, whatever it may be, that are actually reinvesting dollars there. So, I mean, yes, there's an element of banks displaying evil acts, right? And they're very large and they're very big. And you mentioned earlier about creating this parallel economy. If you and I start observing other cultures, which I've been doing for the last 6+ years, is really observing how Jewish cultures operate and how Asian communities operate.
Yes.
Some of them literally have their own banks, Steve, right?
Yep.
Their own banking system. And so my goal is helping everyday Americans, like, how do we actually come together and create our own banking systems? And it's going to be small at first, right?
Yeah.
But take it one generation out. I'm 28. Go 40 years out from now. Can you imagine what it may look like, what the future, you know, future looks bright when we have enough patriots kind of coming together, binding up, locking arms and saying, yes, this is what we're going to do. We're going to learn how to leverage debt. We're going to learn how to avoid bad debt and create good debt that creates cash flow and keep it going, right? And multiply it, multiply it over and again. So yeah, this stuff fires me up. I'm sorry, I geek out.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. It fires me up too. I love it. And you don't have a civilization without finance. You've got to get that. This is what makes crypto so fascinating, you know, is the Web 3.0 is starting, ironically, your blockchain is starting with finance. If it starts with finance, then you can finance anything you want, literally. Why is, you know, look at what Elon's doing. Elon's shooting rockets up into Mars, you know. I mean, you could basically do whatever you want at that point.
Banking is a critical function of society.
It is a critical function. I love that. That's a good term. It's a critical function. Yeah, foundational function. Can you give an example of how our listeners can move to smaller banks and leverage their products and services that they have to benefit their financial journey?
Absolutely. So there are some key, what I call debt tools, or another fellow content creator of mine calls them debt weapons, right? So debt tools, debt weapons, these are fancy marketing terms, right? But essentially, we're looking at certain types of credit cards, personal revolving lines of credit. For my business owners watching, business line of credit, commercial line of credit, maybe a margin line of credit, maybe a secured backed line of credit against existing assets that you have. Could be very interesting to have money operating in two locations at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then you've got your home equity line of credit in the first or second position. These are all tools that are the key components. They're simple interest, revolving, and liquid.
Yeah, liquid. Now, so key. Yeah.
Liquidity. How do you put a value on liquidity? A lot of people are banging their head against the wall because they're like, I've got this 6%, you know, mortgage, or, you know, a 5% mortgage, whatever it is, or even 4%, but they have, it's still a high payment. We're still talking $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 extracting out of your economy, and you cannot reaccess that $5,000 that goes into your mortgage, and you don't see it again unless you what? Borrow from the bank and get a second mortgage or a second loan, because that's what they're selling you, the loan factor. They don't typically push HELOC on you. And and there are no two HELOCs that are the same. So again, you get a HELOC at one of these bigger banks, but the terms are going to be different and a little less flexibility than when you go with these some of these smaller local credit unions or federal credit unions. I enjoy looking at some of the federal credit unions, especially for my firefighters, police officers, military folks. You guys get discounts just for providing that service to this country.
Wow.
And it's so like no one's telling you this. And if that's a 1-2% difference, that could result in thousands of dollars in interest savings year on year out, right?
Huge.
So essentially I'm showing people how to use these tools to replace their other loans that they may have, car loans, student loans, high interest credit cards. We can put those in 0% credit cards with zero balance transfer fees. Like no one thinks that exists. But there are credit cards with these credit unions, we get 0% balance transfer and 0% fee on the transfer. So instead of paying 5% with, say, Discover or Bank of America or Chase, where they charge 3-5% fee just to move money out, you could be paying zero, right? Yeah. It's like, oh my goodness, like this is huge stuff. Again, I'm geeking out, sorry. But
it's so cool though. Again, it's one of the most common questions we get asked, especially in light of the debanking we saw, you know, with the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa and so forth, how they literally froze their bank accounts. It's just so horrifying. So I get asked this question all the time. Where can I find a place that shares my values, where my money is secure, that won't try to harm me, won't try to steal my money from me, basically? And you're answering the question beautifully. That's what I wish you were around during the Freedom Convoy years. I know you were. I bet on this show. That's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask if you could, you have this wonderful 9-week program. Again, what I love about you, you're like the definition of the who, not how principle, right? I mean, everyone's trying to figure out how to do these things on their own, whereas the principle is no, find someone, find a who, not a how, who can do it for you. It's a mentor-like program, so you can expand your brain power and so forth by the meeting of the minds. So in your 9-week program, you help patriots get out of debt and transform their entire financial future. It's amazing. So can you just give everyone here a little bit of a taste of what to expect if they click on the link below and book a call with you?
So what to expect is you talk directly to me. I'm a guy that I'm 28 years old. I plan on being in this space for the next 40 plus years. I'm not going anywhere. And I love to work with my clients one-on-one and in group settings. So in this 9-week program, there's going to be an element of one-to-one interaction, privacy, and then there's group, where it's like, how do we come together and support each other? I have been witnessed, I've witnessed so many people have success with understanding that that community element is huge, cheering you on. And then not only that, like I'm 28 years old, so maybe I don't resonate to every one of your listeners, but if I get a 45-year-old husband with 4 kids that's, and him and I are in alignment and he's talking and he's sharing his values and the successes he's had so far and what he's doing to improve, then the other group of 45-year-old males here are going to be like, oh, shoot, okay. Okay, maybe I should listen to this kid. Maybe, you know, let me give him a chance, right? And so we come together, we run the numbers. I am a geek at heart. So I am going to show you the how. I may be your who, but I am going to show you the how and run the numbers and give you practical financial strategies to not only get out of debt, but remain liquid. See, the traditional way of getting out of debt is simply spend less than what you make, and that disposable income is your cash flow, and you're sending 100% of that to a debt. Well, then if you got an emergency that comes up, an unexpected life expense, how do you cover that if you don't already have some sort of emergency fund or savings? Or let's say you burn through it through the last one. Well, you have to go and borrow. Or maybe you borrow from family or friends or whomever, but you're borrowing, right? And it's going to cost you some money. Well, I'm showing you how to leverage these banking products to remain liquid while getting out of debt. And when an unexpected obstacle, challenge, or expense comes your way, you know how to strategically handle that, create offset, remain cash flow positive, keep moving forward. And then you have a financial coach that's helping you on the mindset side of things as well, because there's also the human factor, right? Anyone can sell you any type of program course on how to, you know, become a millionaire overnight and all these different things. And that's all wonderful and great. But there's also the human factor in it, where it's like, how are you coming to this 9-week program? Do we have some traumas when you were 6 years old that we need to deal? We're going to handle that, right? Do we need to overcome some of the things that mom and dad went through that you never heard of, or the financial literacy wasn't passed? And so you have a lot of stresses, anxiety, worries, fear, even amongst the conservative community, right? I'm talking to the moms, conservative moms. I'm talking to the conservative dads. You know who you are. Even in that community, there's some stresses, there's some anxiety, there's some worries, there's some things flaring up, because you're like, this is all happening too fast, Steve. It's too much, right? And so we're going to lower the temperature coming into this 9-week program. But then we're going to increase momentum and velocity, you know, which is the concept I teach, velocity banking, which is really getting you to use $1 and give it multiple uses, multiple times. How do you do that, right? Only the banks, as far as we know, practice fractional reserve lending, where they can take one of your dollars and turn it into 20. Well, I'm going to show you how we take one and start with 2, and then go to 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, right? But it's baby steps, but also increase velocity, speed, the direction in which we're going with your finances, and ultimately creating a path to freedom, not only for your household, but a community, right? And it's nations helping nations, communities helping communities come together, because we do have to create this parallel economy. We don't have a whole lot of time, right?
Right, right.
And we can't just rely on Trump to do everything. We got to get in the fight. You right. and I, right? You're in the fight. I'm in the fight. But we got to get the listeners in the fight as well. Some of us are just spectating, hoping Trump will do this and do that. And it's like, wait a minute. Why don't you join the fight with him? Let's get in the battle. Let's make this happen. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Being a patriot is not a spectator sport. That's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah. Gang, this is what the parallel economy is all about. I just love featuring people like Denzel on this channel, because they're the real deal. They're really doing it. They're building civilization, a civilization dedicated to faith,
family and freedom. The Federal Reserve's refusal to lower interest rates, it's just another attack on hardworking American patriots. Thankfully, financial expert Denzel Rodriguez is here with a solution to break free from the big banks and take control of your money for good. So click on that link below, book a call with Denzel, sign up for his 9-week financial freedom program today. You will not be disappointed. This is amazing stuff. Hey, Denzel, thanks so much for being with us and helping us just to make sense of our insane times. It's so appreciated.
Absolutely. God bless everyone. Thank you.
God bless you, man. Thank you.